Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Two Poets Podcast, the podcast where we get together and talk about all things creativity and sometimes write poems. I'm Corey.
What's up? I'm Ben.
And we're so glad you joined us. Hey, you didn't miss your cue this time, Ben.
Hey, on cue. No cue cards.
No cue cards this time. We got it right.
Coming in live.
Hello to all of you in the YouTube world who are watching this video and the rest of you listening to the audio version of this. Thank you so much. We love both camps. Both of you are awesome.
We've missed you, audio version people.
Yes, I know. I'm glad we're finally getting back and doing the audio again.
Yes, it's been too long.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun doing the reaction videos on YouTube. So if you haven't watched those, go back and check those out. They are a lot of fun. But, you know, we also love these. We can just come together and sit and chat about random stuff that has to do with creativity.
We could have a lot of fun on those reaction videos.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue having fun on those because those are great. So.
And I especially love it when we get the random comments that are not so nice, but
these guys don't know what they're talking about.
It's like, duh, that's why we're reacting, is we're looking at it for the first time.
This podcast, because we don't know anything and we want to learn. Yeah.
Anyways, thank you all so much for joining in. Ben, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Things going good?
Things are going good. We're staying busy. We're both working on art projects, art-related projects. So my wife does the she has her own art business, and she was on the last episode that we did.
Yeah, she was on the last episode.
So she's focusing on that. She's doing pet portraits right now. So if you want a custom pet portrait for your furry little friend, you should contact her. And then I am trying to be more intentional, I should say, on my art side as far as like writing and social media and all that. So I visited a bookstore today to see if they would want to carry my book and eventually do poetry readings and live stuff and book signings and all that kind of stuff. So trying to get better at that. So
yeah. And after they said, no, we don't want your book, how'd you feel after that?
I cried for hours. No, I actually really appreciated the way he handled it, because usually you go into a bookstore and they're like, oh, sure, yeah, here, fill out this form. And
yeah,
like, that's it. Like, usually you do that and then you never hear from people, or they put your book on the shelf and forget about you and you have to go in there and proactively do stuff. But I went in and this guy was like, hey, leave me a copy of your book. I will read it. I will check it out. I will see if it's a good fit for our store.
Yeah.
And then if it is, then we'll put you on the shelf, we'll feature you, we'll do all the stuff. So I was like, hey, I really appreciate that, because it's one thing to get your book into a store, but it's a whole other thing when your book stands out because it doesn't fit in. Like, people will go and browse through bookstores, and if books don't fit the vibe, or if people don't understand because the types of people going in there are looking for very specific things, it doesn't do your book any service at all. So I was like really appreciative of that. So the bookshop was the Floating Bookstore.
The Floating Bookstore. The dock,
so if anyone wants to go check them out, that would be cool, because they're a cool little shop.
Nice.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. What's going on with you, man? You're like on job leave.
Is it
technically sick leave?
No, it's, well, kind of. I mean, I'm not getting paid for it, so it's not like paid sick leave, but it is sick leave. So yeah, I am on what I'm calling a forced 2-week vacation. So I ended up getting really bad tendonitis in my right shoulder, which is caused, from just like repetition and, lifting heavy things over and over again. And eventually the tendon that leads to your bicep starts to tear, and starts to get inflamed, and it's not good. And so basically the doctor was like, hey, you can't work for 2 weeks. Like, are you just going to make it worse and it's never going to heal? Because the only way to treat this is to literally do nothing and to let it heal.
Yeah.
So, which means I'm going to have a lot of time on my hand for the next 2 weeks, which could be a good thing, because I'm typically always going. And so I need maybe this time to kind of slow down and just relax.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the universe's way of telling you to sit down and relax, Corey.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Everything.
Stop overachieving. Awesome. Yeah, yeah, I definitely think it's the universe doing that. But you know, I tend to overwork myself and to do a lot of projects. So, yeah, I might do a lot of streaming this next couple weeks to keep myself busy. Yeah, I might do some art streams. I might do some, you know, gaming streams. So if you want to watch those streams, twitch.tv/SmellerKellerGaming, go do it.
Go watch Smeller Keller.
Yes.
Are you still under that name? Smeller Keller?
Smeller Keller Gaming. Yep, Smeller Keller was my very first gamer tag ever when I got my first Xbox, and I've never changed it since.
That's amazing. Yep. I love that. Did you have the original Microsoft Xbox with the green ring?
Oh, yeah, and I still have it.
Dude, I have that one somewhere. I've had, over the course of a few years, I've had three.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have that one that you, like...
modded for you?
Modded.
Air quotes, modded.
Don't want the feds to find out. But, yeah, that was fun. I think it's in storage somewhere, actually.
Nice.
But
yeah, I have mine, too, that's fully modded with stickers.
Yeah, totally. Just little stickers, that's all. Dude, I saved up so much money to buy my first Xbox, and I was so proud when I finally got that. It was so much fun. So, I feel that. Man.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't... trying to remember when I got my first one, if my parents bought it or if I bought it, I don't remember. But yeah, either way, I played a lot of Halo.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I actually never, don't crucify me, people. I never played Halo, actually.
Where's that end session button on here where I can kick you out of the call?
I guess we're done.
How dare you? I got the Master Chief Collection off of Steam, so I've been playing Halo 3 the past couple nights, getting back into that. So, give it a try. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think at the time, everyone was playing it, so I was like, I'm not going to play Halo. Everyone plays Halo. So
yeah.
Now I'm like, man, I totally should have played Halo. I, like, missed out on so much fun.
Yeah, man, so many memories and friendships broken over Halo.
Right? That's what I heard.
It's so good. But yeah, so that's kind of my week, is I will be resting actually the next couple weeks. We're supposed to be closing on our house next week. Finally, it's taking forever. I mean, I know it's going the normal amount of time, but for us, it feels like it's taking forever because we're ready to be in the house. But yeah, we're going to be closing on our house next week. And then... moving again, or got to do some things before we move in, but I'm excited to get back into our own house.
Yes, I bet, man. That's going to be so fun. I'm excited for the housewarming party.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be lit. People still say lit. I don't know.
I think we're too old to say lit.
I'm 35. I don't have time for that.
You're 35. You could still use
lit. That's my life motto. I'm 35. I don't have time for this. Get stuck in traffic. I'm 35. I don't got time for this.
Just wait till you're 38.
Taking too long to order. I'm 35. I don't got time for this.
I ain't got time for this. Just wait till you're 38 and you're like, I'm 38 and my arm hurts.
I'm 38 and I'm almost dead.
My back hurts when I get out of bed.
I'm going to be dead in 2 years. Like, no. Man. Well, I'm glad that you are able to take some time and recover. That's really important.
Yes.
I'm glad you had people to like force you to do that. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's true. I did think about just not listening and going back to work, but I know. Gosh, I know. It's just 2 weeks rather than not having an arm for the rest of my life.
Would they have to amputate if you're too rowdy about it?
I don't know. I don't know what the severe case would end up being. It's like,
arm is done. Suck.
Or just like in a sling the whole time.
Oh, man. I'm glad you didn't have to do that. That would not be fun.
Yeah. I mean, she recommended I could wear a sling if I wanted to, so I don't force myself to use the arm, you know? But I don't know. I just big bumping into things, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, so let's get back to the podcast. So what are we going to talk about this week? I mean, I know we have some things planned.
Yes. Well, we talked about some new... things that we thought would be really fun. Did you ever read the book by Austin Kleon, Steal Like an Artist?
I do. I was about to like reach over and grab it, but it's in my other house. I had it by my desk. But yes, I have that book. I was about to grab it and like hold it up, somewhere. But it's not here.
I think every aspiring artist, creative, has a copy of that book somewhere. But that's kind of the idea, I think, of what we were going for with this new process that we're going to start doing. And we thought it would be fun to write in kind of some similar voice styles of some other poets that we have enjoyed over the years and that are enjoyed the world over by millions of people. So I think that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, so we are going to mimic the style of some poets that we look up to or famous in general, whether we look up to them or not, you know, like at least have made an impact, you know, because, yeah, like you said, like that, especially like that book, Still Like an Artist, like it when you think about it, like there's nothing new. There are no original ideas anymore because... Yeah. All our original ideas that we think are original ideas are implanted in us at a young age because it's just stuff that we've taken in and absorbed. And then even without knowing it, it's like, oh, I have this idea for this thing. But wait a minute, that's reminiscent of the stuff I learned when I was a kid. Or, you know, all the media I consumed is now coming out into that piece of art that I'm creating. And it's like, well, it's not necessarily an original idea, but... It was very, very heavily influenced by something, you know, and most of the stuff we make, it's because it's influenced by what we've partook in, you know, what we've taken in.
It's all inherited inspiration to a degree.
Yes.
So it's true though. They're like, they say there's nothing new under the sun. I am like still waiting for that person to come out with like the new style of music no one's ever heard, you know, but there really is nothing new under the sun. So it is, you're just stealing other people's projection of what they created and running with it or taking on an aspect of it and turning it into something for yourself. So
yeah, absolutely. And we're not recommending going and actually stealing an idea from somebody. And copyright laws exist. But but this is more, the mimicking is more of a way to get inside the mind of someone you look up to and respect and the art and appreciate the art that they make and to putting yourself in that same brainwave, you know, to maybe feel that same inspiration that artist had and then learn, oh, this was their style. Why was this their style? You know, and how can I incorporate that style into something I want to do, you know? And those styles are just a stepping stone to find your style.
It really is a great way to learn. Some of my favorite poems are extremely short. Because when you can invoke strong imagery or strong emotion in just a few words, like that is a masterful art that takes a lot of time and skill and practice and study. And it's just, you can't just do that. You have to learn how to do that. And the best way to write and copy and read and just practice, like you write something and then you whittle it down and then you leave it alone and you come back and whittle it down some more and then you read someone and then you change everything and rewrite it. And like, it's just an ongoing process and it's so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, take music, for example, you know, music is something that we listen to every day, even without knowing it, grocery store, you know, phone call, you know, when you're calling a doctor's office, they put you on hold and there's this like background elevator music that's a cover of another song, but they made it into like this catchy little thing, you know. So we're always taking in music. And then songwriters, like, that's why there's always so many cases of like copyright infringement in music, you know. And it's like, it's the same four chords. You can't get too creative when you have very limited amount of chords. Like, everyone's always going to sound like something. Yeah.
It's all, the crazy thing is, usually the cases that do that are the cases that actually aren't super similar. Yeah. They're just, that person did a song and they're making money. And so the other person was like, hey,
I want some of that money.
It's like there was two notes in this song that I'm like, I could tell it kind of sounded like my song, those two notes. Right. So I'm going to sue you.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And there are some cases.
Yeah. Usually, like the good artists, the one who are like just are creating because that's what they love to do. Someone else writes a song, it's similar. They're like, I love that song. And they don't care.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I don't think it was you. I think someone else. They sent me this video of this guy who was like, he plays guitar in cover bands. And he's like, you know, people always, you know, make fun of me or joke about how I play 3-hour cover sets, you know, and I play with bands that do cover songs. And they're like, why don't you write your own original music? He's like, because I want to live in their world. What better way to live in the world of all these rock icons and music icons than playing their songs? And not only am I learning Jimi Hendrix's style, but I'm also playing Eric Clapton and learning how he played his songs. And then I'm learning the Beatles and I'm playing how they played. I'm not sticking to one medium. I'm learning all the greats. And I'm like, well, that's a really good way to think about it, you know?
Well, and everyone knows those songs.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want an audience that is so engaged because they know the songs? Like, I think cover bands are awesome.
Because
it's so easy for people to get involved. There's that nostalgia factor, too. So that's, like, really smart.
Absolutely. And it's like, we need those people who are walking in those footsteps and just appreciating it. And then we need those people who are the Beatles, who are Hendrix, who are, you know, whoever, who are creating the content. Like, we need both sides. They need to quit being this, oh, you only doing this because you riding the coattails of this person, or
write your own song.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, no, we need to appreciate both sides and understand that, you know, they're both valid in their own ways. Whether you agree that you have to only do original content, or you agree that you can do fan art, like that's a whole nother thing. Like fan art, you know, like that's a whole nother bottle, whatever, that we could open up and talk about forever. But like, it's okay to mimic the people that you love and appreciate and their style and learn from that.
Totally. Yeah. This is a little sidetrack, but I was listening. This is so long ago. I don't even remember. But on NPR, they were interviewing a musician, and he got a gig playing on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
So he would do covers, and then he would write some of his own music, but he did mostly covers. And he was like, best gig ever. Audience full of people who are so happy to be there. They all know the words. They all love the music. They're so engaged every night. Best gig.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that would be so much more fun than having to go out and try to start over and write new stuff that no one's ever heard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a process to that, obviously. But I'm like, dude, if I was a musician, I would totally go play covers on a cruise ship.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dream.
Get a cruise for free. Yeah. And that's why, you know, Ben and I talked and we're doing this challenge with each other of, you know, we did the challenge in the first half of taking your prompts. Now it's the challenge that we've put on ourselves of, let's get into the shoes of the poetic greats before us and try to write in their style. Try to learn something from them.
Absolutely, dude. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be awesome. Well, shall we jump ahead and maybe we have a cool little surprise of how we're going to pick the person that we're going to mimic in Rice.
I think so.
Should we go ahead and just jump to there? We can talk more afterwards. All right. So I'm going to pull up the screen here. We made this little wheel to spin. So for those of you who are listening, you won't be able to see this wheel, but you will hear it. Let's see. We have, oh man, I messed up my screen tonight. I can't read who we have on here. I can also go down in your mind. There. Here we go. Yeah. So we put 10 writers or poets on here that we're going to mimic. And I'll name them off for those of you listening. We have, Ben's favorite, Shakespeare, Sir William Shakespeare. Yeah. Ben made that same exact voice when I put Shakespeare on here. Because we were challenging ourselves, right? We're probably not going to pick that one. Hart Crane, which is one Ben put on there. Which I don't personally know Hart Crane, so I'm excited to, if that gets picked, dive into that. But I hear it's pretty rough. Not good rough luck, in a good man. Way.
Yeah. Good luck.
We've added Sylvia Plath, because, I mean, come on, Sylvia Plath. I mean, Billy Collins. I mean, obviously, Bukowski. Mm-hmm. Pablo Neruda. Walt Whitman. Jack Kerouac, for all of you Kerouac heads. Mm-hmm. Shel Silverstein, one of my personal favorites.
That's gonna be a fun
one. That's gonna be fun if we get picked that. And then yeah. Emily Dickinson. So those are the writers, poets that we are going to mimic if we pick one of them. So what we're gonna do is I'm gonna click to spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on, we are going to take these next couple weeks before the next episode to write whatever we feel like writing in their style. It could be four lines. It could be four pages. We will figure that out. So here we go. Ready, Ben?
Okay.
Here we go. And it's spinning. What do we got? Oh, my gosh. Bukowski. Hey. All right. We are writing in the style of Bukowski. Bukowski. All right. There you have it, everybody. Okay. All right, so yeah, the next couple weeks you'll hear a poem. Yeah, we will each write a poem. We're not going to give ourselves a topic. We're just going to read some Bukowski, get inspired, find something in the next couple weeks that inspire us, and then we'll write a poem in the style of Bukowski.
We're going to read some really depraved poetry, so...
Which is great. You know, I love watching like artists do this all the time. Like, I want you to draw Pikachu in the style of Family Guy.
Oh, yes.
You know, or in the style of Fairly Odd Parents. You know, and they like do these mashups in art. Like, I love watching videos of that all the time. So this is going to be fun. It's like, all right, Ben's going to write a poem in the style of Bukowski, and we'll see how that goes. You know.
Yeah.
With our poems, should we share like which Bukowski poem we chose to kind of mimic, or, well, I don't know, because there may be several of them that we want to do in the style. Yeah, I mean,
if you have a poem that specifically influences you, I can't talk. If you have if you read a poem that specifically influences you in writing something. Mm-hmm. Then definitely like list that, like say this is the poem I read, whatever. But if you're if you're just like reading a bunch of Bukowski and you're like, hey, I'm gonna write something that I feel in this style, then yeah, totally. I think either way is totally fine. I am very curious to see what we both choose to write about.
Yeah, because we have no prompts, we have no topic. Yeah. It's just free balling it.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited for this challenge.
Yeah, I am too. So, like, yeah, I'm gonna keep a little notebook with me just as things inspire me the next couple weeks. I'll probably spend the next couple days just reading a bunch of Bukowski and kind of see if I can get in his head. So if I get in a really dark place, I'll call you.
Okay, same. Same here. If it takes you down, then reach out. Speaking of like poets who say a lot in just a few words, like he's a great example of that. So
I feel the same way. Like if you can get your emotion and your point across in the most minimal way possible, I think that is just so amazing. That's why I love short films. Like short films, like a 11 minute short film, and like you can get so much emotion and everything, you know, whatever it is across in that little bit of time. Like I think that is the way to do things. You know.
It's like poetry on film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of the time. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Sweet. I'm super excited about this. So we encourage you all as well, too. Like, it's okay to find someone to mimic, to obviously be smart and don't mimic and then call it your own. Like,
don't copy and then say, oh, yeah, I wrote this.
Yeah. Steal their art to learn.
Yeah.
Don't sell it. Don't repurpose it. Steal their art so you can learn and influence and find your style through that. Right?
Absolutely. Cool, man. Well, I'm excited for this. I like the way that we have decided to progress forward, because
we'll do
this episode, and then our next week will be another reaction video.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do the reveal of the poems that we wrote for this challenge. So we'll give ourselves a good 2-week period. So I think that's going to be really good. I think it's going to give us a lot of time to really dive in and get immersed. I'm excited to see what we come up with. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be great. So yeah, I'm going to try to really dig into it. I mean, I'm not even going to say like I'm going to try to make it long, because I'll probably say that and be like, actually, I want to do just 8 lines because I feel that way. So like, I'm not going to put any.
Heck yeah.
Anything on it. So yeah.
Sometimes the shorter the better. If you can convey the emotion you want.
Yeah.
In a stanza. Like, absolutely.
Go for it, yeah.
Those are the best poems.
I also worry that sometimes I'll drag my writing on for too long.
Yes.
that's the thing.
Like, you start writing, and then, like, 3 pages later, you're like, is this relevant? Am I just rambling? Like, I totally get that. So,
yeah.
Less is more.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, yeah, it's true. But yeah, thank you all for bearing with us while we figure out this new format and get everything going and giving us some grace. Sometimes life happens. Like, I wasn't able to record last week because, stuff in life happens, and that happens sometimes. So thank you all for not yelling at us and sending me nasty emails as we navigate this. Yes. we still love doing this. We still love talking about all things creative, and we do have a list of guests that we're working on to bring on to the show, because we love talking with other people as well and just getting into their brain. I think that's it for this episode, right? I can't think of anything else really to say.
I think so, man. I think we've said all there is to say.
All that needs to be said. There are no more words. I mean, we could keep talking, but yeah, I think that all that said was that needed to be said was said. Yeah. So we don't want to be like ourselves rambling on like I'm doing right now.
and talking.
I'm just going to keep repeating that on loop for the next 30 minutes of the episode, see if anyone catches on.
5.5 hours long of Corey just rambling.
It's like that YouTube video is going to be 2 poets for 10 hours. Oh, my God. And with that note, thank you everybody so much for tuning in to Two Poets. For all of you watching video, all of you listening to the audio version, don't forget to like us, subscribe, all that good stuff, because it helps get the word out. But as always, I'm Corey.
I'm Ben.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.